This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This being...
Yeah, boss.
2025... Everybody's doing their top 25 since the year 2000. We are in it, quarter of a century here, into the 2000s. And The Athletic decided to tackle the top 25 football programs of the 2000s, which is really, to me, this has been, I mean, think of the landscape shifts that we have seen since 2000, where this century started with the BCS in its infancy, and we have seen widespread conference realignment, the influx and injection of money. We have seen playoff expansion and everything that you've seen grown across college football. It's been incredible to see the changing of the guard as it is. And you've seen national powers take nosedives at times. Mm-hmm. You have seen teams come out of nowhere and rise to prominence. Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
TCU has like raised from the ashes.
Multiple iterations.
And because remember, they were part of the Southwest Conference. Mm-hmm. They got left behind, and then they had to carve their path right back into relevancy.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, have they done it. And then you've seen... you know, like Miami and Notre Dame take massive hits. USC, even this century, winning national titles, has hit the skids and are trying to climb back out mm-hmm. of it.
Texas.
Florida State with a legendary Florida State and Penn State, the legendary coaches that coached into the 2000s, they step aside and the programs go and they take a massive dip mm-hmm. for various reasons, Penn State. But Florida State, they handed it to Jimbo. He goes and wins a national title, and then they go gone.
Yep.
And they go up and down. We've seen so many ebbs and flows that this is really interesting. Michigan, which was a national power and then became irrelevant for a few years. Then they come back and they win a national title. So basically the criteria that The Athletic used in this is win percentage, BCS and New Year's Six Bowl appearances, national titles, conference titles, top 10 wins, top 25 wins, top 10 rankings, top 25 rankings, and losing seasons. Okay. In this, if you look out west, they have one, two, three, four, five teams from the west coming in at 24th. Which is one spot above the final team in this ranking, which was Michigan State at 25,
mm-hmm.
is the Washington Huskies. And that's one of those programs that we've seen. They've gone through all of it. They have a win percentage of just over 500, which ranks 45th nationally. But they've been to five New Year's Six Bowls. They've won four conference titles. And they've been in the top 25 28 times. Okay, but they've had 8 losing seasons. What they say about the Huskies here is Washington's modest win percentage in 8 losing seasons doesn't help its case to be included in these rankings, but the Huskies started the century with the number 3 finish in 2000 and returned to prominence in the 2010s with 3 consecutive double-digit win seasons and a playoff appearance under Chris Peterson before back-to-back top 10 seasons and a trip to the national title under Kalen DeBoer in the 2020s.
Mm-hmm. Pretty damn good.
That is a pretty good. Pretty good. Utah comes in at 22nd, a team out west. They say Utah, then a member of the Mountain West, posted undefeated seasons in 2004 under Urban Meyer, 2008 under Kyle Whittingham, before moving up to the Pac-12. Whittingham has led the Utes to 4 double-digit win seasons since then, with Pac-12 titles in 21 and 22, but they're more often an 8 or 9 win team. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
They have one of the best coaches in all of college football.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Consistently a winner. 22nd nationally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, boy.
When you start getting into it, though, it's very easy to see why they are where they are.
Yeah.
It's the top 25. When you're talking about 25 years, like it's funny when, you know, people give me hell about being a USC guy. It's like, oh, it's been so long ago. Da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, if you go through the history of most programs, though, they don't have what even Utah has. Like, if you look at the entire history of most programs in the country,
yep,
they can't come anywhere close to what Utah is.
No.
And that's just what they've done in 25 years.
Yeah. Well, Boise State comes in at 20th on this.
Mm-hmm.
And the Boise State is one of the more incredible stories in all college football because I think people forget that Boise State used to be a junior college.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dave Wilcox, legendary Oregon Duck, San Francisco 49er. Huh?
Nothing. I'm just taking a dig.
He went to Boise when it was a junior college.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were a D2 school. Then they were an FCS school. And then they became an FBS school. And they've won 81% of their games since 2000.
I don't care where you're playing football. That's insane.
That ranks second nationally. They've been to 4 BCS New Year's Six games, 13 conference titles. My God. They have only 4 top 10 wins, though. 18 top 25 wins, and they've been in the top 10 and top 25 rankings 23 and 22 times, respectively. They have not had a losing season.
This century.
What they say about them is figuring out where to rank Boise State was by far my biggest challenge. The Broncos' 81 win percentage in 0 losing seasons, even in a group of 5 leagues, are remarkable. As are their Fiesta Bowl appearances, including 2 wins, but the relatively few ranked wins are a number or a reminder of the level of competition. So they're at 20th there.
But here's something to consider here. The whole, like, you know, the reminder of competition thing notwithstanding here, if it's so easy to do at lower levels, why aren't more teams doing it?
Yeah, right? Well, but you see those teams usually get the invitation to in a seat with the big boys.
Mm-hmm.
Utah got it. TCU got it. Mm-hmm. Central Florida got it. Cincinnati got
it. And we've seen them have their runs. We saw Boise State against Oklahoma. We saw TCU against...
I'm talking in a conference of with the Giants.
Sure.
Like all of every single one of the schools that I named, they've gotten a seat mm-hmm. in a power conference. And they've run with those opportunities.
Boise State going into the Pac-12 is going to be quote-unquote a step up in
mm-hmm.
a sense. And I mean, it will. It's above the Mountain West. We know that. But it's not what it used to be. But when those schools have been afforded those opportunities in bowl games or in playoffs or BCS, like they've gotten it done. Like,
yep.
Yeah, TCU getting hammered in a national title game happened. But
yep.
They won the game before to get there.
Yep.
Like these you know, smaller schools, these lessers, when they've gotten opportunities, you know, Utah with Urban Meyer, like they've gotten it done. And they're
yep.
like, That's why they get on these lists. That's why they end up having these staying powers. And that's why when you look at it's not just a flash. Like TCU's more cyclical, but you look at the Utahs and the Boise States of the world, they've got it pretty dialed in.
The interesting part, Boise State has always been one of those schools that they're not a research institution.
Mm-hmm.
So that was hard for them to get into the Pac-12. And they were almost too good for their own good.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't have any downs. They just kept winning, 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 winning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
USC comes in at 8th on this list. Mm-hmm. They are ahead of Florida at 10th and Texas at 9th, which is pretty impressive when you think of where USC is and how good Texas and Florida have. Texas has two national titles, or Florida has two national titles since 2000. Texas has one. Mm-hmm. USC, though, has won 70% of their games. They've been to 8 New Year's Six Bowls, 2 national titles, 7 conference titles, 21 top 10 wins, 57 top 25 wins. And then they rank 9th and 10th in top 10 rankings and top 25 rankings. So pretty good.
Yeah, that's about right.
They say USC is appearing in the top 10 as a testament to how dominant the Trojans were under Pete Carroll from 2006 to 2008 when it went 82-9, won 6 consecutive Pac-12 titles, 2 national crowns. While it feels like USC has been struggling ever since, it's added 4 more double-digit win seasons and 3 New Year's Six Bowl bids.
It's the difference in the bar.
But this is where they even mention it in the rundown. Oregon is 7th. Mm-hmm. 74% of their games they have won. They've gone to 10 BCS and New Year's Six Bowl games. They have 0 national titles, 8 conference titles. They have 23 top 10 wins, 25 top 25 wins, 60 of them. They've been in the top 10 44% of the time since 2000, and they've been in the top 25 74% of the time. They have had only 2 losing seasons. They say some may scoff at the ranking with Oregon this high without having won a national championship, but every other data point is that of an elite program. The Ducks' 182 weeks spent in the AP top 10 are higher than the likes of LSU, Clemson, and Texas, among others, and they've been to more BCS New Year's Six Bowls than USC, Michigan, and Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Oregon coming in at number 7 here with 0 titles. If you look at every other team that is in the top 10 in the last 25 years, they have all won a title. Oregon has not. And that has been the big mountain to climb for Oregon. If you look at the top 12 teams, which goes back to Florida State at 12, Michigan at 11, every single one of the top 12, except for Oregon, has won a national title. And that has been the one thing that Oregon keeps on chasing. But they're just saying at The Athletic, every other metric, they've been as good, if not better, than anybody else
in the
country.
They've had the markers, yep.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.